Good morning. Welcome back to the Book Broadcast. Appreciate you tuning us in this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today. Trying to bring you the Word of God again. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I'm glad the gospel's real today. The Word of God's real. We need to get back to the Word of God. Oh, it'd be a great day in our country if we get back to God's book. God's precious book, and he's preserved it for every generation. In the King James Bible, we've got what God wants for this generation today, and all the other perversions are gauged by it, judged by it, because it is the Word of God this morning. Good to be saved today. I appreciate the opportunity to come to your place of listening, your home, your automobile, place of business, wherever you may be listening from today. I thank God for you. Hope we can be a help and a blessing to you today with the Word of God. I want to invite you to come to church today. You ought to be getting ready now to be in the house of God this morning, be in Sunday school and church throughout the day. Our church here at Mountain View Baptist, where we're members at, Sunday school begins at 10, worship at 10:45, and then back at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And then at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the prayer meeting time. So we urge you to come and be with us in every service throughout this week. And we'd enjoy seeing you and just setting your foot inside the house of God. Hope you've got plans to do that today. Nothing more important this morning than going to church and your groceries or your shopping. Those things are not as important as church today, and I treasure the time. Maybe we could go back to the way we could back in 40, 50 years ago, drive down the road on Sunday, and everything be closed, and except a drugstore. You could get medicine. That's all you could buy. And wasn't that a good day to see people in the house of God and churches being filled and folks being saved and blessed. But now it's a dog-eat-dog economy where everybody trying to get more than somebody else. If the businesses today had any sense, they could work 6 days a week and stay closed on Sunday, make the same amount. Amen. But anyway, it's good to be here this morning. And be in the privilege to go to the house of God today. So I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your needs this morning. Remember those that are bereaved and that's lost loved ones. Got a couple in our church lost their sister. And remember to pray for them today also. And those that's been into surgery and different things, we wanted to pray for them this morning. And so just let God touch you today and bless you as we look into the Word of God today. I want to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for your needs. Father in heaven, we bow in your divine presence today. We want to thank you for the privilege we have once again to come to the throne room and just come with boldness through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for access by grace into this faith wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Thank you for your promises in the Word of God, great and precious promises that's given to us by the Scriptures. Thank you for preservation of the Word of God. Thank you for preserving it for us, keeping it for us, and pure and simple and understandable. Thank you, dear Lord. I pray have your way, Lord, today in the service. And Lord, guide us now with your Spirit. May the Holy Spirit of God take the Word of God, the songs, and be a blessing to someone in radio land today. Everything that you do, we'll honor you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you. And God will use it for your glory, for His glory and for your good today. And so you listen as they sing. Amen.
Oh, how sweet the word.
He can't do. Thank God for that. Romans chapter 1, the Bible said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." We've been trying to talk to you, preach to you for a few weeks about the gospel. the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm glad it's real. It's potent. It works. It saves sinners when they'll accept it. And it's just as potent today as it was when Jesus first died on the cross of Calvary. And I want to read something here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in the scriptures about the gospel. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 1 through 18, but in verses 4, we find the Bible said, he talks about the gospel. Paul, of course, was presenting the gospel to everyone, but he could, because he knew it worked. It worked on him. He heard, he accepted, he repented, and got saved by the grace of God. And so it's the gospel today. And he said, if our gospel be hid, at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, our gospel be hid is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Paul said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm telling you, that's powerful today. The gospel today is preached. Paul preached the gospel, and thank God he knew what it was to present it to those that needed a Savior everywhere that he went. And he said it's a glorious gospel. It's glorious for several reasons this morning. It's a glorious gospel because of its origin, where it came from. Oh, thank God. I'm glad the gospel is real today. And it came from God. It was presented unto us from the Father. He said, for the gospel came by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's the gospel today. We're not ashamed of that gospel, and we're not ashamed of what it says and what it does. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible said, he said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glorious God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, thank God, God presented that gospel. The origin of the gospel is God Almighty. It's God Almighty that gave the gospel. How did he give it? He gave it in the face of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. He said, I came to do the will of him that sent me. And so God sent Jesus. And when you see Jesus, you see God the Father. I mean, it's a powerful thing. The Bible said, listen, there's the light of the gospel is seen in the face of Jesus Christ, and revealed by Jesus Christ. He's not just a babe in a manger. And that's glorious. That was good. That was a miracle, how Jesus came to be born into this world. But thank God, when you see Jesus, you see God. And to look upon God in the face of Jesus Christ, that's the only way we could look on God is through Jesus Christ. The only way you can go to God is by Jesus Christ. Only way you're ever going to see God is by Jesus Christ. Thank God for the light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we've seen in Jesus. Jesus made a statement and said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father also. And so it's a powerful thing today when Jesus came to this world. The Bible said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And when Paul got saved by the grace of God, when Jesus revealed himself unto him on the road to Damascus and called him and saved him by his grace and sent him into the ministry, how he began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that he once hated, the gospel that he once fought against, how he began to preach. And everywhere that he went, he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it's the power of God unto salvation. Paul saw the salvation of God work in the hearts of many, many individuals. He saw when he preached the gospel to those that would listen to him, and they accepted it. He saw the power of the gospel work upon their lives. He knew that it would work because it worked upon his life. He was the chief of sinners by his own testimony. He told folks that he was the chief of sinners. Did I tell you what changed that man's life? It wasn't a new town. It wasn't a new job. It wasn't a new rehab center. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that changed his life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And so the gospel is seen in the face of Jesus Christ today. And that's why Paul was presenting Christ everywhere that he went. He was presenting the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said the law was given by Moses, and that grace and truth have came by the Lord Jesus. And thank God for that. Listen, the manifestation of the gospel is found also in these verses here in Romans chapter 15 and verses 19. The manifestation of the gospel here. He said, and Paul was writing here to the church at Rome, and he began to tell them, of course, in verse 18, he said, "For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ had not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." He said, "I fully preached the gospel of Christ." That's how the gospel is presented today, through the preaching of the word of God, called of God, sent by the Lord, given a message of God, and that my friend, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but in us which are saved, it is the power of God. And so that, my friend, it really does work today. And so that through the mighty signs and wonders and by the Spirit of God, he said, "I fully preach the gospel of Christ." And so he said, and so Paul had a vision of seeing folks saved just like he got saved. And of course, the first heartthrob of Paul, the burden of his heart, was his people Israel. He said, I'll be willing to be accursed from Christ, and that if my brethren will be saved. And that's what Paul thought about, how those Jews that wouldn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, gave his life preaching to them, and then turned to the Gentiles and brought the gospel to those that was outside the ark of safety and knew not the God of Israel. He brought the gospel to us also, and to us manifested through preaching, the preaching of the word of God. And he said, "For I have strived, I fully preached the gospel of Christ." And Paul didn't leave anything out about the Savior. He fully preached the gospel of Christ. And that, my friend, that's the power that we present today through the gospel of Jesus, the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, presented to hell-bound sinners and that are lost without God. I'm telling you, my friend, it still works today. And the Paul began to preach. And then so Paul, as so said in the next verse, he said, so I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. And Paul had a missionary vision of going out and getting those that had never heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ, where no man had told them the Savior was risen. He wanted to go out and reach those, and not friend, that where no foundation was built upon. He wanted to build the churches and see the churches prosper through his preaching. I'm not building upon another man's foundation, but my friend, building upon the rock, the Lord Jesus, on the foundation that Paul laid. And my friend, to start a church and to build a church and see it go for the glory of God, and go somewhere else where there was no church, and present the gospel again, and see the same power of God work upon those hellbound sinners. And Paul went from place to place, from city to city, from community to community, from town to town. And Paul went preaching the gospel, my friend, and seeing the power of God work in the lives of those individuals that he preached to, and my friend, knowing that it would work, and seeing it work. and seen it grow and prosper and seen other folks saved. I've God calling somebody else and sending them. Hey, my friend, it works today. And Paul had a missionary heart, a missionary vision, how to get the gospel out around the world. You know why? Because Jesus gave that charge. And Jesus said, the gospel be preached among all nations for my name's sake. He wanted the gospel to go everywhere, among every nation, preach everywhere and see sinners saved. It doesn't matter what nation you're from. It doesn't matter where your background is. It doesn't matter what race you are. My friend, the gospel is good for you. It's good for everybody. And it puts us all on the same level inside the grace of God. It's good to be saved this morning and know that God's still saving sinners by the same gospel that Paul was preaching back then. It's the same gospel today. It still works. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I declare to you today that he's alive and well, seated at the right hand of the Father, and that death could not hold him. Herod could not hold him. And my friend, listen, and that the mighty fingers of Satan could not hold him. He's seated today at the right hand of the Father, waiting for us to come home, and when he can come back and get us, and tear us home to be with him and to the Father. Oh, I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Are you saved today? Have you told somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ? Have you backed the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you backing the gospel of Jesus Christ to send it to everywhere around the world today? Listen, it still works this morning. And if you're a child of God, you've got a duty to do that. What's going to change our nation? And my friend, is not laws. And then my friend, what's going to change our nation is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll never change a man by putting him in a different environment. And you'll never change him by that. You may change his behavior for a while, but you're not going to change his heart. For with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. The heart is desperately wicked. The heart has got to be dealt with. And my friend, the gospel will deal with that heart today. It's by the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God today. Listen, my friend, listen. You've got to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've got to really realize that it's by the gospel of the grace of God and get saved by his grace. Tell somebody else about it and get them to be saved and get them to tell somebody else about the gospel of Jesus. Our time is gone. God bless you. Until next week at this same time. Amen.